Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, of advancing education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hello and welcome to Out of Office. I'm your host, Malika Kapoor. Today, we're getting insight into what it's like to lead a startup going through explosive growth in an industry that effectively didn't exist before the pandemic. Khan Sumar, the CEO of rapid food delivery service Gorillas, sat down with me to talk about the wild ride he's had.
Last 2 years was the most rewarding years of my life, I would say, personally.
His company's mind-boggling global expansion made it Europe's fastest growing unicorn to date.
If you look at where Gorillas today, like compared to two years ago, my home, it was winter again, and the balcony of my place was our fridge because it was cold and we didn't have money to buy the fridge.
And with the wild ride has come a lot of press, some good, some less so.
You can beat me, you can win against me, it's okay, like I don't lose because I learn from it and I keep on moving forward. This is who I am.
And he did not hold back in our interview, so here's our conversation. Khan, welcome to Out of Office.
Thanks for having me, Malika.
Khan, I want to begin by addressing the situation in Ukraine. I looked at your LinkedIn page and I see that you are sending groceries and your trucks are trying to help out on the Ukrainian border. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
I mean, it's a super saddening situation. You know, myself, I'm coming from Turkey, and coming from Turkey, you're exposed to multiple situations that are saddening, you know, name it coup, war on the border. So we know the trauma, I personally know the trauma it creates. And now that war is coming again to Europe, it's super saddening. And, you know, sometimes you just look at it and you want to take an action. And this was the case when I was in Turkey, to be honest. And now, the moment we realized that, the moment we, at some point, we couldn't stand doing nothing about it. At that point, my team self-organized, actually. They basically organized on their Sunday. They went to our warehouses, listed the products that's required. And suddenly 100 people, vans were coming in and out of our central hubs, feeding the trucks that are going to the border. And giving the goods to the foundation that we work in Poland, it was super inspiring to see, to be honest. And now we actually want to include our community to this, like our customers, our suppliers, our other employees, and we want to increase the scale of the help. So at the end of the day, Malika, at the end of the day, we believe in peace and we want to contribute to peace and we want to enable our community to be able to contribute to peace. So that's more or less what it is.
You grew up in Turkey. What was your childhood like over there?
It was quite nice, actually. It's nice to be a child in Turkey. I was living a lot with my grandma. My grandma is like, my parents were working, they are doctors, they were working day and night. And I was with my grandma always asking to go for a park and, you know, doing the shopping with her and everything. It was a happy childhood that's on the streets, I would say. We were playing a lot of football on the streets. I actually was selling what my mom was getting for groceries on the street a little bit. So I and then she cashed me and I couldn't do it after a while. But it was a really nice childhood.
Do you still have strong ties to the country, and is that home?
I'm also thinking about this question at the moment because I'm super on the go. I go to different markets that Gorillaz operates, sometimes new markets that Gorillaz will operate. And I ask myself, you know, do I feel comfortable here? Do I feel comfortable there? And lately I feel like it's a little bit borderless what, like, where we evolve as a society, because at the end of the day, there are some borders, but these borders are defined, but people somehow can connect regarding the borders, so that regardless of the borders. So that's what I realized. I feel home more or less anywhere. Put me in this room, this can be my home. Put me somewhere else, this can be my room. So on that sense, I don't feel extremely home when I go back to Turkey, because I feel like there's this big home that I'm living. Yeah, this is how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I'm originally from India, but I've lived in many different countries. So it's hard when people say, where's home? You know, home is many places at the same time. So I understand. Khan, I wanted to ask you, at which stage did you realize you wanted to live the life of an entrepreneur?
I mean, I always wanted to do things, yeah. Like I was always involved in organizing things, you know, selling, as I said, like my mom was buying groceries, I was selling that and stuff. So I was always into it, but it was quite unintentional. And when I get to high school, I was studying in a private high school with scholarship. And it's a challenging thing to have. You know, you look at your peers, you see that, okay, they have a bit more financial freedom. They have a bit more different way of experiencing things happening around the world. And you get used to, you begin meeting their parents. And in high school, I had a friend whose father was like an entrepreneur of their times, like industrial entrepreneur. They were doing this metal pieces and everything, and how he was telling about what he is doing was not what he is doing. So he wasn't telling that I'm producing metal. So he was like putting a context behind it. I'm changing this, I'm changing that. And it was so passionate and inspiring. I said, okay, like there's something around this that that's different. And those days I didn't know the name entrepreneur, but I knew that I wanted to create some impact with something founded by myself. So that I can say, high school times.
You come from a family of entrepreneurs, don't you? Did you ever want to join the family business?
So I have, like, my mom and my father, they are doctors. So they are the least entrepreneurs I've ever met. I just to give one story. I went to the stadium with my father, and so he was taking me to the game, and he said, "Khan, come on, I'm gonna show you how to bargain." And there was like this street sellers on the, like, one after another. He told me, "You should buy from the first one. Let's move to the second one." We went to the second one, and we wanted to have one hat and one shawl, yeah, and my father asked me, okay, how much is this? Hat is 350 and shawl is 150. My father was super proud, showing me how he negotiates. He told me, okay, give both for five to me. And then I said, Baru, what are you doing here? Like, the guy was super happy, immediately wrapping and giving. So my mom and my father, they are not entrepreneurs. They don't negotiate. Like, I was that guy in the family. But My uncle has a business and he's doing construction and energy transmission lines, quite successful, doing also international stuff. And I worked with them actually. But it was slow moving, Malika, you know, it was B2B and like I worked there, but I couldn't get the impact. It's not like a do mistake, get the feedback and keep on moving forward kind of business. So that's why I said, okay, it's not for me, that I went to my own way.
You went your own way indeed. And you founded Gorilla. I have to say, I've used these rapid grocery delivery services myself, and I use them a lot during lockdowns, during the pandemic. I think it's fair to say this idea of 10-minute, 15-minute rapid grocery delivery services didn't really exist till around 2 years ago, which is when you started your company. So you've participated in a field that's grown exponentially in this time, but it's also become really competitive. What's the last 2 years been like for you?
Last 2 years was the most rewarding years of my life, I would say, in a personal way. It's definitely a journey, and the nature of the challenge constantly changes. Huh? And at some point you get, I don't want to say attached, but you look at what you create in the beginning and you get amazed, and then suddenly you begin teaming up with amazing people, and then you look at what they create and you get amazed. So constantly the impact that we created has scaled tremendously. So that was quite inspiring to see. Of course, like while doing this, imagine this 2 years has been super fast for the whole industry. And, you know, we experienced this 2 years and a normal company would have experienced in like 6-7 years, I would say. So it's super compact. And that requires upskilling myself constantly so that I can actually scale myself so that the company scales. So this was like a major observation. And what I can tell you is, at the end of the day, 9 months ago, I took a step back and I looked at the company. Yeah? I looked at Gorillas, super, you know, like super amazing stuff, value driven, authentic people, bold decisions, always change things, riding culture at the heart. So I said, okay, this is amazing, but like what took us here? Will it take us to the next level? And then I began thinking about how can I make this change? Because, okay, we grow tremendously, but can we be a sustainable business? Yeah. And then I realized one thing. In the first 15 months, if I would be a company as a person, I would have been Gorillas, you know, like it looks like me, you know, like a founder creates a company around his values or her values, around their principles and everything. Yeah. So that moment was for me a spark. I said, okay, first 15 months it was like that, and now next 15 months is going to be completely different. So if I build a company that looks like myself, and if I need to change the company, that it means first I need to change myself. So when I realized this moment, I immediately surrounded myself with a group of professionals on this on the domain, you know, like the coaches, the mentors, also corporate psychologists, and I kind of upgrade. I'm still on the process, of course. Like I'm upgrading myself. I upgrade myself for the new phase, and immediately reflected to the company. And it was the most rewarding thing that I have. I made a tattoo after that because I realized that something has changed and something grew me, and this is thanks to Gorillas, and it has to be on my neck.
That's a bold decision. That's commitment. Commitment to your brand.
That's a commitment to my brand, and also that's respect to the change, you know, like if you look at where Gorillas today, like compared to two years ago, my home, it was winter again, and the balcony of my place was our fridge because it was cold and we didn't have money to buy the fridge. And so that's why we're putting the products to the balcony today. I was passing by the third floor and I looked at Moritz. He was one of our first interns. He quit his bachelor's. I said, Moritz, what are you doing? He said, I'm ordering fridges. I said, what are you ordering exactly? He said, we need 750 fridges. So seeing that change and doing that change with super young and ambitious future entrepreneurs is, I mean, I have to tattoo that, you know, it's amazing.
It is amazing. You've had explosive growth. Like you said, you've gone from storing items in your balcony where it was cold to buying, you know, 750 fridges just like that with a blink of an eye. You've gone from, what, 20 employees to 10,000 employees. You're Europe's fastest growing unicorn. That is explosive growth. How has this changed you as a person? You said something very interesting a minute ago. You said you've had to make a decision to upgrade yourself. So how have you, or how are you upgrading yourself?
Personally speaking, it's around a couple of things. One is making sure that I have the right priorities and I allocate right time to those priorities. So this is simply creating a really nice group of very concise CEO office that actually sets me up for success. This is one piece. Second piece is making sure that personally, I have a routine that I stick to, and that routine is always setting me, at my pace, keeps my pace. This is like waking up at 6, having my rowing session in the beginning, and then setting my intentions for the day, then starting my day and never starting before planning. And if I feel like I don't need to take this meeting, I have a negative energy, I can't, like, I avoid my meeting. And at the night, I look back and I write my gratitude and then call a couple of my team members to ask their where they stand. So this is more or less like the second dimension. And on the third dimension is basically I kept certain things the same. You know, like I always, so because you change things, but sometimes you change too many things. So I always looked at myself and I said, what do I change? For example, do I lose my values? Do I, shift my self-awareness to a different point? So on that part, I kept who I am. I kept my values. So these are like the three things that I personally focused on.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy, through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen, the lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest-growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle-market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at stiefel.com. That's STIFEL.com.
Stifel Nicolaus and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
You come across as a very passionate person, and also someone who's very much in touch with your feelings. I mean, passionate for sure. You even have a tattoo of your brand on your neck. You can't get more passionate than that. Where does this passion come from?
I think a couple of things. One is personal drive, and second one is the impact, like the hunger for impact. And personal drive, I tell you a story, like Turkish childhood is quite competitive. And especially if you're always chasing the standards with coming from almost from, like point zero, you always have an ambition that you want to achieve to make your family proud, especially my father and my mom. Yeah. So they're still my heroes in many ways. And one day I was working for this university exam that I really wanted to ace. And my father came in. He never slept before I went to bed. And one day he was so tired that he couldn't do it anymore because I was still working on things. And he opened the curtains and he looked outside. I get goosebumps telling this. He looked outside and he said, "Look, Khan, there are two lights in this hall. Neighborhood open still, and one is yours and one is the other person, and these are like two people that are gonna be like the pros of this neighborhood. And I'm coming from this, you know, I'm coming from trying and having an ambition. I mean, you can beat me, but I don't feel like losing at all, you know, like you can beat me, you can win against me. It's okay. Like I don't lose because I learned from it and I keep on moving forward. This is who I am. And this is one thing that really drives me. This is the personal motivation of coming from my family. I cannot explain it further. It's unexplainable for me. Second thing is more or less like I'm in love with brands, Malika. I love brands. I'm in love with brands that create generational impact. Yeah. So if you think about it, for example, Nike. Yeah. Imagine like diabetes was super huge. People were losing their health, and then one company popped up. They said, okay, we are inspiration of athletes and everyone is an athlete. And that was Nike. Nike created the generational impact. People began doing more and more sports. Then Apple, people want to be personalized. They gave me iPhone, iMac, people personalized. Now, today, if you think about it, there's a huge, like almost social experiment happening at a massive scale called pandemic. And in this pandemic, everyone is asking me, how does it impact the business? You know, the online groceries are growing, but it's not the biggest impact. Yes, online groceries is accelerated and everything. But if you think about this, for the first time, massive amount of the population, they got so afraid of, sometimes afraid of dying. Sometimes they went back home and they said, oh my God, what's happening to the world? Like people began asking existential questions. What am I going to do? Why does it matter? What do I do as a person to the world? And what do I do as a person to myself? And this is unique to this generation. And everything comes to, and people has a, like, this is unique that all our society at the moment tries to do good, like as a massive group. And for that one, they want to become best version of themselves. And what's best version of themselves is they don't want to think about the future. They don't want to think about the present. They want to be there. And that's satisfying that need. And Gorillaz comes in the exact this moment. Because if you think about it, we satisfy you within 10 minutes, whatever you need. And this is so primitive. This is so primitively attached to you and lets you, and sets you up for success. I believe this is generational impact. I believe that anyone who's working for Gorillaz has equal impact on this. And I'm so proud that, proud and lucky actually, because it's Gorillaz will create significant amount of generational impact. In 10 years from now, we're going to look back and we're going to say, look, there was very saddening situation. But from that, some positive stuff also happened. And one of them is Gorillaz.
Now, this is a really competitive industry that you're in, but you are one of the better funded companies in this space. How do you convince investors to bet on you as opposed to some of your rivals? Do you think the investors are reacting to your passion? And what is it that makes people trust you or think that yours is the company, the right company to back?
This is an interesting question that I didn't analyze super deep. Yes, you're right that we are well-funded. And most importantly, we have very strong and very sophisticated investors. So this is for sure. And convince, it's not about... So in my point of view, investors, they don't need to be convinced. They look at a model, they like it, and I mean, they want to deploy capital to a certain domain. And after that, they begin positive in my point of view. They begin with an hypothesis that we want to invest in this domain. And after that, they ask questions, why wouldn't I invest? And then you need to answer those questions. So it's a little bit like myth busting. And in my point of view, what we are building here is for sure a huge generational impact potential, which requires builders to build. What I mean by that is, this is not only a very high business potential, but this is also high societal impact impact project that we're on. So that's why identifying those building blocks and showing that we are actually doing good for the world is, in my point of view, is extremely essential to have this unity with the investors and attracting the right investors.
You talked about being a company driven by doing good for your consumers and also doing good for your employees. To be honest, though, when reading up on you and researching about Gorillas, it's very hard to read up about your company without coming across a lot of articles which talk about employee dissatisfaction and about disgruntled employees, employees striking, about the condition of their work and their pay. Do they have a point, and how are you addressing these concerns?
Yeah, so there are some critics, of course, and we always take it seriously and never personally. And there's also always there's realities and there's the perception. So I think it's important to address it in those ways. So. To your concerns, so first of all, I can imagine that it's around, it's coming like last year. There was a 3 months concise period that we constantly got some sort of news. And I can tell you a couple of things around, like, you know, what we are doing. You know, I cannot really comment on what's out there, but I can tell you what we are doing. We are the first company that employed their riders. We are the first company that really promoted. We have 400, 500 riders that began as rider crew and now in the organization, different forms. All of our social media, for example, in the first year is done by our riders. Third thing is we are the first company that gave full fleet e-bikes from the company. In terms of our wages for our crew, we were always at the top of our peers. So there are like multiple things that I can count like this. But essentially, from the very first day, Malika, we said one thing: we're gonna make our crew proud on their bikes, yeah. And for that one for us was two things: making sure that our crew is financially and legally stable, yeah. And for that one, we initiated first time the employment model. We initiated, we initiated the higher pay than like nothing compared to minimum wage. So this is the first two things that we have done. And we said, we're going to make our crew proud on their bikes. And for that one, we constantly did NPS surveys to our crew. And I don't know if you're familiar with NPS survey, but 60% of our crew, like thousands of people I'm talking about, out of 10, they either said we are happy 10, 9 or 8, 60% of our crew. And 40% of crew, of our crew, until 6 months ago, I don't know the last numbers, was referred. So our crew is simply referring their friends and families to join to our crew. So in my point of view, of course, you know, you move fast and sometimes you do some mistakes. And for those mistakes, you take action and immediately move forward every single day. I'm super proud about like how we set those standards and now they're industry norms. And to be honest, sometimes I have to look at facts that I see in our internal surveys and internal communications. So I take those as a baseline, and any press that I see, I first read it, communicate with my team, and they if there's facts on it, we immediately take action.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stiefel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stiefel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stiefel.com. That's Stiefel.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stiefel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stiefel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stiefel.com. That's Stiefel.com.
Stiefel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Intel is the spark for the dreamers who do. Those with the ambitious, out-of-reach ideas, begging to become real solutions. They share a vision for how our world and our lives can thrive when bold thinking meets strong silicon. They dream of a life with no diseases, of cleaner, greener, more reliable energy through the power of supercomputing. They dream of trust and privacy for all, of advancing and expanding education by bringing AI everywhere. Intel is the spark to start something new, to build something better, to know that no dream is too daring when you have the right foundation. It starts with Intel. Learn more at intel.com/starts.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do. The people in the spotlight, athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
How much weight do you put on what other people think about what you do? Does the approval of your friends, of your family, and the press matter to you a lot?
I mean, first of all, everyone is doing their job, yeah? And there's a Turkish saying, if a tree grows beautiful, people throw stones and to get the apples down. You know, we have beautiful apples. I'm super proud of, we are growing a beautiful tree. And of course, everyone is doing their job. And what we are doing is quite in front of everyone. And I believe that a business that's so pivotal for the world should be shaken by media authorities and regulatory forces once, because these are transparency organizations, they need to shake and they need to see if it's really stable what we are building. And I think more and more of our stakeholders, they see that we are doing things with goodwill and we are improving every single day. And personally speaking, how it affects me, I mean, I don't take it personally. I take it seriously. I look at it and, you know, I sometimes give it to my team. But one thing happened, Malika, that actually touched me a little bit. One day, my grandma is, you know, important for me, I told you. One day, I bought her an iPad and she follows me from the iPad. And one day she called me. She normally always I call her. She told me, Kaan, we need to talk. I said, are you good? What's happening? She said, you are doing bad stuff. I said, what do you mean I'm doing bad stuff? You know? So you changed a lot. What do you mean I changed a lot? She said, I read something. So there was this, I mean, I don't want to comment on the, I don't want to, you know, name the news, but like there was one news that's, you know, published from one media channel that's unknown, you know, like that's also deleted after we raised our funds. She read that, she translated that, and she got super sad. That's the only one that touched me. And I told my grandma, look, I'm going to come back and tell you everything. Just stay there a little bit. And after that, I just went there and, you know, told her, look, this is what we are doing. This is what we are doing. She said, okay, I knew it. So this is what happened.
Kaan, growing up, you played water polo on a national level. You cycled through Central Asia on a budget. You've started to row recently. You said you begin your day by rowing. Do you see parallels between your sports background and the way you work and set your career goals?
Yeah, in many ways, Malika. It's, I love sports. I love sports and I love activity in general. And sports has been tremendously, tremendously exciting for me because I'm someone who is in touch with his feelings and also my ambitions. Mm-hmm. And sports taught me a couple of things. Sports taught me, first of all, how to be disciplined, how to wake up every day, go to that cold pool and touch it with your feet, say that, it's cold, and after that, jump on it and do like swim 1.5 hours before school. This is one thing. Second thing sports taught me is how to lose, you know, like how not to lose, to be honest, because you can lose a game, but it's a very long marathon. It's important how you react to score, you know. This is what I learned, how I react to the score. And this is super important. And third thing is how to excite people around you. You know, I remember before one game, I was talking, like we made a circle, we put ourselves, like before every game, we did that circle, but there was one circle that I remember, we were going for the championship game and everything that we have done was that game, you know, like was that like sprinting, like one sprint, you know, one pass, one shot that's more deliberate. It's like these small parts of winning and how small steps actually makes the big impact, and how different people contribute to that, I learned while playing sports. And now it's exactly the same, you know, at business. Every day we have a new challenge, and every challenge requires different stakeholders, and every stakeholders needs to align on something and align this on common goal and be excited about this. How can I do this without sports? I don't know. So I'm trained on that one. and if I would name the fourth thing is basically not letting anyone down that you trust. And fifth thing is that I learned from sport is if you're a championship team, you need to create a championship team because championship teams are acting differently. Yeah.
Do you ever do delivery orders nowadays? And if so, do you get recognized when you deliver an item?
like in Netherlands, I delivered an order. By the way, I delivered late because the bridge opened in Netherlands. Like recently, they made a big joke about me that I can't, you know, now you're the CEO, you know, you cannot be fast as us anymore. I delivered my order and I said, okay, thank you very much. Do you have any feedback? Like, do you know why we are doing this and stuff? I became chatty a little bit on the door, yeah. And he told me, look, they call me Kagan Zuma. Are you Kagan Zuma? And I said, yeah, I'm Kagan. So how are you doing? And I said, he began saying, look, you know, I applied to you and I really want to be part of the company and everything. He applied for our finance department. I called our CFO. they talked a little bit, like they began the interview process recently. So
that's funny.
It happens.
It does happen, right? Khan, last question. This podcast is called Out of Office. What's your favorite thing to do when you're not in the office?
I really like walking, Malika. I really like walking when I'm not in the office. Especially, you see my headphones. I have a playlist. I put that playlist and I walk. And not necessarily somewhere, you know. Like I say, okay, today I walk. Sometimes I go left, right, you know, it relaxes me without any agenda. I look at the buildings, the same buildings that I see, but I just look at them. This is one thing I love. And second thing is, of course, sports. Like every day I wake up and, you know, I sit on this, rowing machine, or I hold a bar, you know, I'm doing some Olympic lifting. It's just so relaxing. It's like, I love it. And listening to Out of Office podcast. I'm just kidding.
No, you better not be kidding. From now on, your favorite podcast. Exactly. No kidding, right? Khan, thank you very much for your time and for joining me on Out of Office, your new favorite podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you very much, Malika. It's a pleasure to share the stories, and it was really nice to speak to you. It was comfortable. So thank you for that.
Thank you. I really enjoyed it. And I hope your grandma will listen to the podcast when it's out.
Yeah, I hope so too.
That was my conversation with the founder of Gorillas, Khan Sumar, and I hope you enjoyed it. This episode was produced by Mamoy Ikeda Helminska and Magnus Henriksen. I'm Malika Kapoor. Thank you for listening.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take and Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.